My name is Robbie Catherine Anthony. I am currently running for Spokane County Commissioner, District 3. And when I'm not doing that, I run Praxis Coworking and FireDev Technology here in downtown Spokane.
And tell me about your company.
Praxis Coworking is a space where entrepreneurs can have desks, conference rooms, Wi-Fi, all the other amenities for about $275 a month. So it's a much more effective way to have a physical space for your business, and then you have a community of peers. And I'm here to just make it productive for people and facilitate a really healthy work environment.
And do you have a lot of clients who come up here and have space up here?
Yeah, we're growing. We're growing. So it certainly ebbs and flows. Entrepreneurs, especially in July, have a tendency to take a fair number of vacations. Corporate summer certainly affects us all. But we've been fortunate to have up to 10 companies in here, and we're just looking to continue to add to those numbers. We can have up to 70 at the end of all this, but you know, we're content with our growth.
So what's the entrepreneurial climate like in Washington, Spokane right now?
You know, it's pretty good. I think with the economy starting to get a little warmer, you're seeing some freelancers go to more full-time gigs, which good for them. But there's certainly still a lot of people that have been bit by that entrepreneurial bug. The area is big enough that you can really, it hasn't been oversaturated, but it's also small enough that those personal connections can really take you a long ways.
Okay. Tell me why you're running for commissioner.
Well, I'm running because I want to bring a sense of fiscal responsibility to the county. I'm a little exhausted with reading articles about the impending budget shortfall. And then when I also look at the condition of our roads, I can't figure out what's going on. And so one of the things I think is happening is that there's a lot of groupthink. And I want to bring a different voice to the Board of Commissioners, which will hopefully, with that diversity of ideas, we can come to more comprehensive and effective solutions. And I don't want to launch a political career. I'm not trying to extend a term. I just want to get in there for 4 years, try to do the job to the best of my ability, and do the right thing, even if it's not the popular thing, because that's what people deserve. They deserve the right answer time and time again, and not that position to be just used as a stepping stone for something next.
So one of the arguments about that is that Washington isn't very good at allowing counties in terms of taxing options, that they're pretty limited in terms of what they can do. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's a really fair complaint, and it is indeed frustrating. And I've heard any number of times from the current commissioners that it's a problem. But the thing is, there is going to be a point where we just have to play with the hand that we're dealt. We can try to get Washington State to maybe look at these things differently or give the Board of Commissioners more tools. But for now, we are going to have to find a solution that fits in those parameters. And so I understand the complaint, but to be elected to office is not to complain. It is to work with what you got.
And there's been a lot of talk over the years about consolidating city and county governments and that sort of thing, and that they're actually doing some things. What do you think of it? Is there room for a full-scale consolidation between the city and county of Spokane, or is it more piecemeal, do you think?
You know, that's a really interesting question, and I don't have all the information, all the stakeholders in front of me to fully address that. I don't know if a consolidation is necessarily the direction to go, just given how big the county is in terms of population and in terms of just raw size. So I think both entities have their space, and when they're able to work cooperatively, that's where we see solutions that really affect everyone and benefit everyone the most. I think the fear with consolidation is that you just get people who would only focus on, you know, the nexus of the county being, you know, the downtown area 10 miles out. And so I think the Board of Commissioners is a great group that can make sure that everyone in the county is being represented.
So what about law enforcement in terms of, you know, there's talk about there's a need for a new jail, there's need for renovation of the jail, there's need for moving the jail. What are your thoughts about law enforcement and keeping the people locked up who probably need to be locked up?
Yeah, I mean, for those that are presenting danger to the community, violence or otherwise, certainly they need to be incarcerated. And if the current county jail is at capacity, and truly we have done everything we can to reduce capacity to make sure that it's not just becoming a revolving door for some individuals, and it is just a sheer volume issue, yeah, we need to opt to construct another jail or expand on the one that we have. It's a pretty pragmatic approach that I think most people can agree on, that if the capacity is over the limit, you just expand upon it. But I think that also requires a pretty thorough examination of how we are treating people and who is getting incarcerated to make sure that we're not just sending people who've just fallen on hard times or have done things that are truly incidental towards the quality of all of our lives, and they can be maybe diverted to other programs that reduce capacity of the jail and actually decrease the chance for recidivism. So
you're aimed more, you would be aimed more at trying to reduce that number rather than having to go to the extra cost of expanding a jail or building a new one.
Yeah, that would be my first move, but I wouldn't be so rigid in that thought process to stonewall the expansion if we need to get there. I truly think that we should let the data speak for itself and exhaust every option before we invest heavily. But if those answers aren't there, if those solutions aren't evident, then no need to try to stop that.
So what is the county good at right now?
You know, the county is expanding. We've certainly been able to start to attract more business and individuals. I think I read the other day we just clipped over 500,000 people. So we're certainly making this town more welcoming and hospitable. Industry is certainly coming in. And I think that has certainly been due to some of the efforts of our county government over the past couple of years. So Spokane, the way I see it, and you'll hear varying opinions, it looks like we're going to be hitting a boom soon. I think everyone's kind of got that general feeling. And so clearly the framework for that, to make that happen, was set up. But the next challenge that's going to be in front of us is, are we ready for it when it happens? Do we have the resources? Do we have the infrastructure set up? Do we have everything we need to make sure that when the city really starts growing, we do that in a really positive way that allows for new individuals, but also doesn't hurt people who are currently here?
Are you happy with where the county's growth boundaries are right now, or should more land be added to allow for more of that growth and that expansion?
You know, that's another one of those questions that I'd certainly be seeking the opinions from developers in towns, other community stakeholders. Part of why I'm running is not because I have all the answers, nor will I ever, and nor will I claim I do. Rather, my job is to try to look at all the data on the table and take in that information and really just remain as objective as I can. So to that precise question, I don't have a solid answer right now. But I know there's a lot of people in this town, people that are working for the county, that do have that input, and I really look forward to continuing to seek out those opinions.
So why did you choose the current commissioner to run against? Al French has been around a long time, pretty formidable guy. Why did you choose him?
I think people are ready for change, and sometimes change needs to look very different, if not overt, for people to recognize it. I think that while he certainly worked for this community, and there's nothing to take away from that, I have nothing bad to say about him as a human being, I do get the sense that there may be a little bit of complacency in the position, and maybe that's just a false observation, but that's just what I have gathered. And whereas I can come in and really kind of be that force of different and potentially inject new voices, whereas there are individuals frustrated with the status quo, I think rightfully so. And if we're going to keep electing the same people over and over again, we're going to see the same result. So I think Al French's position was just emblematic of doing the same thing over and over again. And I said, hey, maybe the county wants to see something different.
So the county county commissioner is in a unique position in that it covers all three of the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and the executive branch. What gives the voters the feeling that you're able to handle all three of those?
Well, excuse me. I think when it comes to being able to handle the position, my experience in the private sector certainly speaks to that. I've been creating enterprises for the last 10 years. I've certainly been very industrious, a quick learner. I really tried to balance all obligations and listen to people. I've learned how to delegate effectively, how to hear all the different voices on the table. And I think I have a much greater willingness to go into this job, to go into this office, not trying to impose my own will over what the right decision is. So there is a lot that I need to pick up. There is a lot to learn. But even my opponent or anyone else that's currently sat in the position, they were political rookies once too. And I think if we decide that people are unqualified because they've never done it before, we're going to be stuck with the same people over and over again. So I would be asking the voters of Spokane County, give me a little bit of grace because there would be a lot to learn. But I hope that my track record and resume shows I am up for learning and I am up for listening. And I hope that that would qualify me in their humble opinion.
Okay. So tell me about... how did your worldviews, how were they, how did they evolve? And tell us a little bit about what you believe that maybe government is for and that sort of thing.
So, like many people, in the most recent election, that certainly galvanized me. I've always had political inklings, but I've had a number of my rights taken away over the years. And I think government is there to help people, not hurt people. And I've been hurt by my government at various levels.
How so?
Well, despite the ultra deep voice, I am a transgender woman. So speaking at the federal level, my ability to enlist in the military got temporarily barred, and I believe it's still working through the courts. On the state level, there were a couple initiatives that people tried to pass through, commonly and colloquially referred to as the bathroom bills. And so those are just two instances. I'm not saying the county commission has taken away anything from me. I mean, but that is kind of the genesis and the origin of feeling compelled to want to be part of government to make sure that it helps everyone.
And there will be people who will claim you'll have an agenda that you'll be trying to push. How do you answer that?
I really don't have one. I would love to be told what that agenda is because it's unknown and it's not evident to me. If the agenda is making sure that everyone gets a fair shake at life, I'd say that's something that just about everyone can rally behind. My whole campaign is about bringing objectivity, bringing someone that's impartial to a political career. We're not taking money from PACs, from unions, from anything. So we're not tied down to anything. Again, the times I'll say over and over, when I say I don't know the answer, I'm saying I have a willingness to defer to the experts on that matter and use critical analysis to try to vet it. But the agenda is objectivity, if anything.
Now, you've talked about the fact that you're not doing any doorbelling or anything like that. So how are you, tell me about the campaign and how you're running a campaign against an incumbent.
Yeah. So we found that just about everyone we've spoken to doesn't like doorbelling. It's pretty invasive, and we get home from a long day. You don't want someone knocking on their door. So we're running a pretty aggressive online campaign because we find that people spend a lot of time on their smartphones. They have the opportunity to opt in to that discussion versus me knocking on their door. And that we found to be pretty effective thus far. And then a lot of it is just kind of going around. We're currently seeking endorsements right now, so reaching out to the different organizations. But for us, since we have an uncontested primary, we've been lucky to be able to kind of rev up more quietly. But we'll continue to push incredibly hard on the online front as we get closer to the general.
So I want to push you a little harder. When you talk about the online campaign, what sorts of things do you do to reach out to people?
Yeah, Facebook ads. We do a fair bit of outreach on Twitter, Snapchat geofences, really trying to reach people through all their ways that they are opting in to communicate via the digital world. So that could be something like a post on Instagram and engaging with people in the comment section, doing a live video and having that one-to-one conversation with individuals. Really, any social network is where we're trying to establish a bit of a presence and engage with people where they're most comfortable speaking to us with.
And how's that working? What kind of response are you getting from folks?
We're getting a really good response. We were nervous. We had a couple political consultants approach us when we started our campaign, and they bluntly told us they thought we were going to lose. They thought a candidate like me was just not going to have the traction that they needed in Spokane County. But we've been pleasantly surprised with people being supported, invested in the ideas. They're looking at our campaign pages. They're actually reading through the content on there. They're saying, hey, I like where you're going with this one. They're offering up their own ideas. It's really refreshing, actually, because I think sometimes with the political system as is, cynicism is easy to infect our thought processes. But the dialogue that we've been seeing is just really, really encouraging that people are engaged, they are thoughtful, and they are looking for, you know, who's going to serve them well.
Well, so I'm thinking the method that you're using, plus the fact that you're a younger person,
yeah.
I would tend to think that you would probably be more attractive to a younger audience. Is that what you're aiming for?
We certainly are trying to encourage millennial turnout because it is either the largest or soon to be largest generation or voting group in the United States. So we are looking to encourage them to get out and vote, but we're not exclusive to any particular group. So our footprint online is really trying to reach as many people as possible. For those that do want to be really enthusiastic and help share, we're sure we are leaning on the millennials to help carry our voice a little bit more and a little bit further. But the strategy isn't just, you know, get millennials, it's get everyone.
So I'm not sure that your campaign's going to go this way, but there are going to be people out there who are going to take the fact that you're a transgendered woman and say you're not fit to be a candidate. How would you take the negative things that come your way during a campaign and answer them in a way that's going to work to your favor?
I don't know if working to my favor, if someone has that belief, I'm ever going to be able to change their mind. If someone wants to say something negative about me, they're always welcome to. I would encourage them to vote and vote against me. If they really feel that way, they're going to get more bang for their buck because that could change and tilt the outcome. In terms of evaluating my efficacy as a potential county commissioner, just strictly based on my aesthetics or where I come from or the core of my identity, I would challenge that most people are smart enough to look beyond that and say that's a non-issue. People are really looking at the integrity and the decision-making process of someone. And I believe people are, especially in Spokane County, inherently smart and inherently kind. And we couple those two things together. There may be one or two negative comments. And sure, go ahead, vote against me. And seriously, be engaged in the process. But I'm going to guess it's going to be a moot issue for the duration of the campaign.